Well, good morning, Interbet fans, and welcome. We are going to Greyville, Friday, the 3rd of October, and this is an evening meeting which starts off at 15:40, 10-race program. So no problem finding horses. The going is soft, 28 pentrometer, 1 meter false rail, which means if you call wide, well, you're going to have a problem today. First race, maiden plate, 1,000 meters. Let's run through this lot. Sun in My Pocket, she's fast, she should get to the front, and she should be able to win, but who knows how good Queen Braganza is. They say it's speedy, so be very careful. I think Gorgeous Bomb's a big player here, but the first race is of no influence in the exotic. So let's move on to race two. Maiden plate, fillies and mares, 1,400 meters. Can a mare's runner, Lighter Gabriel, hot first choice, drawn 10. So, there's the chink in the armor. The stable companion is drawn 7, Aurelien, and I think this has got to have a chance. Two fair runs, has run on both times. Omnia and Dancing in Denmark look like big dangers to the favorite. So I'm going to put a number of horses in the first leg of the bipod and then take the smaller one, Bankring Canemar's horse. Race 3, Open Maiden, 2,000 meters. Okay, Open Maidens, you know my thoughts on these. What's the best weighted? The best weighted is a horse called Mr. Razzle. The 53.5, claimed the 2.5, 51 kilos on his back. Now, he's only had 3 starts, this horse, and he never run close. Never looked like he's been in the play. Look for big improvement. Carnival Park's got 61. Can't have it at the weight. Rain on Impact. This has got to have a chance. Got 57.5, so it gets 3.5 kilos from Carnival Park. Fair last run. Not bad at all. Off the Charts is my find in the race. This is second run, unfortunately, but I think this horse will improve, and I think the distance suits him absolutely down to the ground, but he has to carry 60 kilos. And then Kagura, 3 fair runs. Now, the favorite is Intro. Battling, 4-year-old, maiden that Komnadu bought from St. John Gray, and has run a couple of good races. So it does look like the horse they've got to beat, and that's why it's been priced up, so it's got to go into your play. Race 4, middle stakes, fillies and mares, 1,800 meters. I think Ice Rain is absolutely the right horse here. Ignore its last run. That was in a big feature race on Gold Cup Day. This filly has got some class, and she should be able to win a race like this. Dangers 1, Alana, goes into everything. Obviously got some ability. She's a 3-year-old, and she gets 52.5, which is a big, big plus. And then you might find Tomiris as the other one that's worth putting in. Race 5, Class 4 fillies and mares. They got 1,400 meters. 1, Avernian Goddess, definitely got a chance here. Zaki's riding in PE. Canemar's without his stable rider. Pour Some Sugar Me doesn't like the soft, and she's short in the betting. Nautical Landing shows pace. I think Happy Fortune's a big player. She is your favorite. She loves a soft 5-1-2. Rachel's ridden her once for one win. She's got good form, and she's the one they've all got to beat. And then Gorgeous Girl definitely comes in because it likes a soft. Race 6, Class 4, 1,400 meters. I couldn't find anything that stood out. I thought it was an extremely difficult race. Golden Rule looks like the right horse. It's 4-1 favorite. Does it go in the soft? Only time will tell. I thought the soft lovers, Lake Como, and this is 25-1. This horse might be worth having an each way on. He'll go well, I think, Lake Como. He didn't run too badly last time. Rachel goes well with him. She's won 4 on him. Horses that show pace, Thunderbird, Rugger Lover, very nice last run, gets a 4-kilogram claim. There's any number of horses that could win this. DeAndre's Dream, who knows, drawn 13. The 3-year-old won very well first time out, over the 1,400 meters, but got going late, so this might be a little sharp for it, and it is probably a warm-up. Race 7, D Stakes, 1,400 meters. I like Beach Palace here. I think Laff's horse is absolutely the right horse. Very good form, loves the soft, has won 3 and run 3 places in the soft. The big danger is 3 Futilicious. Gets a 4-kilogram claim and should go really well here. Maybe Mac Hardy, but I think he's better on the poly. And then Lexicon Point gets the blinkers back on again. Take a close look at this. Ricky Crayling, a very good trainer. Certainly got a chance. Race 8, Progress, fillies and mares, 1,200 metres. Hierarchy is all the rage, 5-4 favourite. Got a mare rating of 105 for a one-time winner, this filly, so you see what she's been running in. Third in the debutante behind Princess of Call. Who knows how good that form is going to work out? We'll see later on in the season. But I thought Warrior Royal, which seems a stable choice of the Miller team, would run well here. And I thought that Comic Relief, obviously the best of the Miller horses, but the booking of Calvin Habib shows you that Tristan Godden's probably on the right one. Polar Light, ignore its last couple of starts. This could improve with the 2.5 kilogram claimer. And then Lucienne and Buttercup Baby. So if you don't go for Hierarchy, you go for a number of horses. Race 9, Class 4, 1,000 meters. Exocet, all the rage. Won well first time out, ran a shocker second time. Ayoyo Yui, number 3, comes into your play with a 4 kilogram claim. Vision to Achieve loves 1,000 meters at Greyville, gets a 4 kilogram claim. Kishan Shah might be worth including in bigger perms. Little Boy Blue might improve, but draw 10 to overcome. Race 10, Sea Stakes, fillies and mares, 1,000 meters. I thought the right horse here is Poetic Princess, 9-2, one of my plays for the day, gets a 4 kilogram claimer. This stable's flying in KwaZulu-Natal, and I think they'll go really well here. Clickbait, not a bad post-maiden. Moscow Miss shows pace and could run well. Magical Sky might improve. It's New Whitkey and Little Black Gem, the blinkers are off. I'm going strongly with Poetic Princess. For me, James Goodman, have a great afternoon's racing at Greyville. We should have some fun.